2nd, 1977. The interviewer is Margaret Flarshan Mosen, and the interviewee is Louise Takau Schulman. Louise, would you tell us the date and place of birth and your present address?
I was born April 13, 1929. I live at 3917 Elfin Avenue, Louisville.
Okay. And today is August 2nd, 1977. Now, Louise, tell us anything you can remember about your grandparents, particularly your first memories of their association with Louisville.
My paternal grandparents were Emil S. Takau, a native Louisvillian who died in 1961 at age 94. He was particularly active in Louisville affairs of various kinds. For complete information about his activities, I would suggest talking to Charles Takau, who I understand is also being interviewed. He was a native of Louisville. He was a founder and the first president of the Welfare League, which became the Community Chest. He served as the third president of the Chest from 1920 to 22. His civic activities began in about 1903 when he became a member of the board of Neighborhood House, the Settlement House. He served on the board for 46 years and was its president for some 40 years. In 1907, he founded and headed the Federation of Jewish Charities, which later became the Jewish Welfare Federation, which he also headed. He was a former president of the Family Service Organization. The Federation's I am reading, incidentally, from the obituary which appeared in the Courier Journal for background purposes. The Federation is now the Jewish Social Service Agency, and Family Services become the Family and Children's Agency. In 1919, he was appointed the first chairman of the State Board of Charities and Corrections, holding the post until 1925. He was born December 10, 1866, the son of Charles G. Takau, who came to Louisville from Denmark. He founded his own insurance firm in 1891. He had two sons, Louis Takau, who was my father, Charles G. Takau. Both sons were affiliated with him in the insurance agency. My grandmother on that side of the family was Lena Levy Takau, who died in May 1961 at, I believe, age 93. One of the major projects with which she was involved was she and a Mrs. Maury, M-A-U-R-Y, were responsible for instituting hot lunches in the public schools. She was also involved as a supporter of various art projects in Louisville. On the other side of the family, my maternal grandparents were E.S. Mayer of New York City, who lived in Louisville from approximately 1921 to 1936. He came to Louisville in the early 20s to work at Kaufman Strauss Company, was a vice president of that company. He, at one point, and I don't know the date, was a former president of Standard Country Club. His wife was Fanny S. Mayer, who died in Louisville in 1963. I do not know of any, but I know she was involved in various programs for the blind, the specific ones I cannot tell you, and she died in Louisville. Now, my father was Louis Takau, a native of Louisville, born in 1896, died in Louisville 1962 after a 10-year long, I suppose if I say 10 years, a 10-year illness in which the last 10 years of his life he was not active. He had been involved, he was first of all a very well-known accomplished golf player, having won many tournaments in the city and the state and actually regionally also. He served as a member of the City County Board of Health. He was very active in the community chess drives over the years. He was one of, I believe, three co-chairmen of the fundraising drive for the establishment of Our Lady of Peace Hospital. I believe that he worked also on the UJA drive.
I think he was president.
I don't remember his being president, but I think at one point he headed the drive.
Yeah.
My understanding. He and his father, Emil S. Tacko, and his brother were very active over the years in helping Red Cross Hospital, which is now defunct. But I know various blacks in town attribute the saving of Red Cross Hospital to these three men at various periods of life. My mother was Marie Mayer Tacko, born in New York City, came to Louisville again with her parents in 1921. She was a past president of the Louisville League of Women Voters and the Kentucky League of Women Voters. She was one of the founders of the Planned Parenthood program in Louisville. She was a longtime board member of the National Conference of Christians and Jews. She served on the mayor's legislative committee, which was an appointed body selected from Louisville civic leaders to actually suggest and I believe draft legislation for the city of Louisville. She was active in the support of the merit system in civil service on both the local and national levels. She did various other kinds of civic activities, the most recent being, or really prior to her death, she was very much involved in Recording for the Blind, in the Recording for the Blind program as a reader. Want to turn off the tape for a minute? In addition, Margaret, both Emil and Lena Tacko and Louis and Marie Tacko were all members of Temple Etta Israel. At various stages of their lives were also members of Standard Country Club. And the two women were longtime members, though not active ones, of the Council of Jewish Women. Some of my activities. I've had various jobs in public relations in Louisville, worked for a number of community agencies, such as the Community Action Commission, which was the local anti-poverty agency. I spent a little over a year as assistant to the director of the Kentucky Commission on Human Rights. I was project director. This was a short-term project for a program called Medicare Alert, which was an OEO program sponsored, I think, by the Health and Welfare Council of the Metro United Way in the winter of 1966. I spent 8.5 years as public relations consultant for the Kentucky Department of Mental Health. I also worked for the Louisville Orchestra for a period, for COSAIR Crippled Children's Hospital, for the Kentucky Crippled Children Commission at one point for a period of about 1.5 years. I was assistant to the manager of the Louisville Orchestra and also was assistant to the TV program director at WABE Incorporated. I've also done some consulting work for, usually in the area of volunteer services and also community relations or public relations work, for a consulting firm out of Atlanta in which I did some part-time work for various Head Start programs throughout the southeastern United States. Now, from a volunteer standpoint, I have done a couple of real short-term projects for the local chapter of the Council of Jewish Women. One was the joint celebration the Council and the YWCA had many years ago, honoring outstanding women of Louisville, and I handled the public relations for that particular celebration. I've also appeared on some panels and done some other, but very sporadic, brief kinds of projects for the Council. As a representative of Council, however, I served on the advisory board of WICS, W-I-C-S, which was Women in Community Service, which was handling the recruitment, recruitment for young women for the Women's Job Corps. I served as chairman of the Volunteers Advisory Committee of the Louisville Jefferson County Community Action Commission. This committee later became the Community Relations Committee of the CAC. I was a member for a while of an ill-fated residential treatment center for ex-drug addicts called Matrix House. I spent time as a member of a task force concerned with planning mental health facilities. Former member of the Public Information Committee of the Louisville Commission on Human Relations. In recent months, I have accepted appointments to the boards of the Institute of Institute of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation in Louisville, and also just recently accepted appointment to the Recording for the Blind Board. Worked on various fund drives over the years, you know, the usual ones that I guess most other people are also involved with.